Luke 7, verses 1 to 10. When Jesus had finished all his words to the people, he entered Capernaum. A centurion there had a slave who was ill and about to die. And the slave was valuable to him. When he heard about Jesus, he sent elders of the Jews to him, asking him to come and save the life of his slave. They approached Jesus and strongly urged him to come, saying, "He deserves to have you do this for him, for he loves our nation, and he built the synagogue for us." And Jesus went with them. But when he was only a short distance from the house, the centurion sent friends to tell him, "Lord, do not trouble yourself, for I am not worthy to have you enter under my roof. Therefore, I did not consider myself worthy to come to you, but say the word, and let my servant be healed. For I, too, am a person subject to authority, with soldiers subject to me. And I say to one, 'Go,' and he goes, and to another, 'Come here,' and he comes, and to my slave, 'Do this,' and he does it." When Jesus heard this, he was amazed at him, and turning, said to the crowd following him, "I tell you, not even in Israel have I found such faith." When the messengers returned to the house, they found the slave in good health. This is the gospel of the Lord. Though today is Monday of the 24th week in ordinary time, in the last decade, life for many in this world has not been in any way ordinary. Even today's scriptural passages seem to fit the marking of the 10th anniversary of 9/11, a date that changed the world for many. We're reminded by the reading from 1 Timothy that there is one God, and we are to offer prayers for everyone, for all in authority, that we may lead a quiet and tranquil life. What a great lead into the gospel story from Luke chapter 7. In the minds of some people today, there are insiders and outsiders, those who are deserving and those who are not. However, we're given here a story that demonstrates the ultimate compassion of God, a compassion that blesses and heals everyone. It doesn't matter if the person in need is not a believer, a valued servant is presented by Jewish friends of the centurion, who himself is not a believer. He's simply presented as one who is in need of healing. Jesus is asked, there is not a demand, and Jesus, whose authority the centurion trusts, responds with the compassion of God. It's our Dominican ancestor, Meister Eckhart, who is remembered for saying, "You may call God love, you may call God goodness, but the best name for God is compassion." You know, this gospel passage is sometimes proclaimed for being one of the healings of Jesus. What Jesus seems most taken by is the faith, the trust of the centurion, someone who might be looked at as an outsider astonishes Jesus and his followers by faith which exceeds that of even the Jewish people. We are called today to that same kind of faith, trust, and compassion that's demonstrated in this gospel, and to pray for all, whether insider or outsider, whether we consider those persons to be deserving or not. God bless.